Celebration Ministries presents Prophetic Insight and Teaching with Laura Allison. Thanks for listening to this podcast, and we hope you will be blessed. Make sure you subscribe to get new prophetic insights each and every week.
Hello, men's. So good to talk to you twice in 2 weeks. Once a week, it's so amazing. This is a busy time. I want to wish all of you holy and happy holidays. I was driving over to film today, and the Lord gave me a phrase. And that phrase is, who controls the air? Okay, so we know that we hear things. And we're going to be very careful how we choose our words in this little broadcast. We know that we hear things. We know that information comes. Who controls the air? So in the beginning, God breathed. And there was an expulsion of air. There was air that went. Breath went out. And what happened? Life came. Man became a living soul. Man became had the ability to breathe and blow as God blew. Okay? Well, what if he hadn't blown? There would be no life. We wouldn't be here. And then Jesus, the Son of God, he breathed. He said, receive the Holy Spirit. And he breathed. The Greek word there means to blow. He blew upon the disciples. And what happened? Life came. Whoop. So then we've got Elijah. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain. Breath came, air came, and life came. So who controls this life? Obviously, God Almighty, the one with all the power. So, back to the events. We hear about events. We hear about things happening. We hear all kinds of things over what could be called the air. Many arenas. Is this air? What air is this? You could call it information air. You could call it all kinds of air. Who controls this air? Well, there's someone called the Prince of the Power of the Air. Does this mean air has power? Yes, it does. Air has power. Air has immense power. And there are different kinds of air. And so we need to concentrate. We need to release, just as God released, just as Jesus released, just as the prophets released. We need to release air, God's air, the power of God's air, not the prince of the power of the air. What kind of air do we listen to? What is that air saying all over the world as it goes out all over the world, the information highway? What is it saying? What kind of power is it releasing? Do we choose to receive from this power, no matter who it's coming from, no matter who's generating it? We must release God's air. We must blow as Jesus blew. We must breathe as Jesus and God blew, as the Holy Spirit releases. We must release our own air. We, in partnership with Holy Spirit, must control our own air. That prince of the power of the air is a defeated foe. And we listen to him and we give him power. We agree with him. Listen, faith works. You agree with the enemy, and he has then power. We give him power by agreeing with him, by listening to him. We learn to control the air, not the prince of the power of the air. That prince is defeated, so we need to stand up today, and I'm going to give you ways to do that. We have new broadcasting opportunities as Celebration Ministries. I'm asking you to partner with us and with all of the other ministries around the world who are releasing the Word of God that defeats everything. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, even the prince of the power of the air. We are releasing that. We are learning to control the airwaves for Jesus, the Son of God, for God, the Ancient of Days, for Holy Spirit who guides into all truth. truth. Today is the day that truth must reign. Truth must be released over all of the airwaves so that the Prince, the King of all kings, is the one who is breathing. God is breathing through me right now, through this air, through this airwave. God will breathe through you when you speak His name, when you put His name over the amplified airwaves. We're talking about the amplified airwaves over every place that has the power to amplify. We need to amplify the King of Kings. We need to amplify the Word of God. We need to amplify that which causes the dead to live again. I'm telling you, the dead will live again. And you and I, we have a part in that. We have a large part in that. We are about our brother Jesus Christ, about our beloved, the King of Kings. We release His heir. So partner with me. Partner with Celebration Ministries. Go on our YouTube channels. Go on our Facebook channels. But most of all, contact us at partners@celebrationministries.com and support us. We have television programs in the hundreds now, speaking and teaching and preparing and edifying the body of Christ and the heathen all across the earth. Partner with us. Partner with someone you know. But let's take over the control of the airwaves for Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Prophetic Insight with Laura Allison. For more teaching from Laura Allison, visit our Celebration Ministries YouTube channel or our website, celebrationministries.com. Donate and partner with us as we continue to train and mentor leaders all over the world. Visit celebrationministries.com/partner today. Join us again next time.